When we expend negative energy towards others and the world around us, we push ourselves further away from our own success. Welcome to Wealthy Thoughts with your host, Richard Levy. Our show provides a positive blueprint to what you could be doing in order to bring more success to your life. Now, here's Richard Levy.
Warm greetings to you, ladies and gentlemen, in the United States and all around the world. This is Richard Levy in Flower Mound, Texas. Welcome to Wealthy Thoughts, where we talk about the feelings, thoughts, visualizations, and energy you need to overcome for you to get over negativity, reach your goals, and live the fulfilled life you deserve and you are so worthy of. Why not give yourself permission to be happy and live the fulfilled life you've dreamed up? For many of you, the block between your desire for wealth and success is muddled up and is blocked with the hurts of the past, which never seem to have left your mind. Perhaps someone did something to you. Someone should have done something for you. Someone was absent. Someone abused you. Someone criticized you. Or somebody made fun of you. If any of this happened in your life and you are still carrying the anger, the hurt, and maybe even guilt, then I'll ask this question to you. If you could safely take the chance to forgive, take that leap of faith and forgive, would a chance for happiness, love, and health, and prosperity make it all worthwhile? If so, or if you're still unsure how to answer this question, ladies and gentlemen, then you'll want to listen to my guest today, Mr. Taylor Tagg, author of the bestseller, The Path to a Peaceful Heart. When you look on Taylor's website, you'll see a little road sign, a little message to you about forgiveness, something to meditate on, such as forgive and move on. Also, I forgive you or forgiven. That is a good place to start to get the movement going to forgiveness. When you forgive and you let go of the hurt, the pain, well, Taylor's going to talk about it today. Does it mean the person who did something to you or should have done something for you is a good person or you're condoning what they did? The forgiveness is really something for you. It's a decision you can make. A lot of you are afraid to go the forgiveness route. I want you to listen closely to Taylor today, and he'll share his views, his thoughts, his encouragement, why forgiveness could be the key to opening the door up to more success, happiness, and good health in your life. I personally know, ladies and gentlemen, the power of forgiveness. I had a lot of forgiveness to do from my early childhood experiences. A lot of you out there can relate and gone through the same hurts. The question is, have you gone through forgiveness? I can tell you one thing, ladies and gentlemen, it works. Life's gifts flow to you. But you are the one who has to turn the valve of forgiveness and let the river of peace, the river of love, flow inside of you. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me now in warmly welcoming to Wealthy Thoughts, Mr. Taylor Tagg. Hello, Taylor. How are you and how are you feeling today, my friend?
I'm great, Richard. Thank you for having me on Wealthy Thoughts. This is a wonderful opportunity to be on the program, and I'm so excited to be here.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Taylor. Your energy sounds great, and I am personally looking forward to this hour with you talking about one of my favorite subjects, forgiveness. Before we talk about forgiveness and how forgiveness can open people up to a life of happiness, health, and abundance, Taylor, would you please share with the audience a bit about you, about Taylor, about your early life? What happened to you that led you to forgive?
Well, absolutely, Richard. I'll tell you a little bit about my story and how I got to forgiveness and how I help other people learn how to forgive and find peace in our life. We all want some kind of peace in our life. And as I was a young child, I found myself in an abusive situation in my household. It was mental, verbal abuse for about a 10-year period. And I began to ask the questions, you know, why did I have to go through this? This wasn't fair. Why me? All the things that you ask yourself when you're going through a tough situation about why you have to experience it. And as I became a young adult and I grew out of that situation left, I found myself a very angry man and not knowing why I was so angry, and realized that that time in my life as a child, as I was going through this abusive situation, I really, really found that I had some work to do around that to be at a place of peace in my life and be able to help others find their peace too. And I was able to turn this story of abuse and mental anguish and grief into something that has become meaningful in my life. It's given me purpose. It's given me understanding. It's given me freedom to be myself. And I help other people do the same. So as I experienced this in my childhood, you know, I realized that if I was ever going to get to peace in my life, I had to forgive that person, the abuser in my life. And more importantly, I had to forgive myself. And once I did those two things, and I made a decision to do those two things, life really began to open up for me. I found a much larger perspective on my own life and the bigger picture of life in general. And there was a freedom there that I had not known during my childhood, during my young adult days. And forgiveness gave me that opportunity to experience freedom and purpose and give new meaning to what that abusive situation meant in my life. And that's why I'm so passionate about the subject, is to help other people experience that same peace and freedom that I was able to experience.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Taylor Tagg is so honest and open to share with you that he had 10 years of mental and verbal abuse. Not fun. It's no way any child, any dog, any living entity should be treated, but he was, and I know a lot of you out there, wherever you are living in the world, have gone through that longer, for perhaps a longer amount of time, a shorter amount of time, but any way you look at it, ladies and gentlemen, abuse is abuse. It's not fun. It's hurtful. It's damaging, and it leaves a lot of scars. And regretfully, a lot of people go through their lives and they do not run into a Taylor Tagg who's there to support them in letting go of the hurt, of forgiving themselves. And I want you to catch the two parts of the forgiveness formula that we'll talk about extensively today. Taylor had to do nothing. He chose to forgive the abuser, and he chose to abuse himself. Taylor, without getting too deep into this, because part of that is obviously very personal, you're saying the abuser, was this a particular person who was the abuser, or was it more than one person?
No, it was one person. It was a family friend who was part of my life and my mother's life. It was one person who just had a very angry view on life and was working through some issues of his own and just, you know, took it out on the both of us. And the details are not that important, but it's the learning experiences that came from that experience and what I was able to apply to my life from that. There was something there that was always meant for me. And once I really began to grab onto that, and let go of all the other kind of circumstances, even the abuse itself, life began to open up and began to be free again when it was very, very close as a child.
Very well put. Thank you. Let me ask you this so the audience, for the man or woman, wherever they might be living, who is teeter-tottering, they're sitting on the fence, should I forgive? should I not forgive? Oh, it feels so good. That's a paradoxical statement. It doesn't feel great to hold the anger, to feel superior. For you, Taylor, if you could capture the moment, the point in your life, or I know it wasn't a Monday at 2 p.m., maybe it was. I'm being a little silly when I say that, a little exaggerating, but when you decided to forgive, or before you did, and then you decided to forgive, was it tough? Was it hard? Or was it something that felt right and natural to you?
Well, that's a great question, Richard. For a long time, it didn't feel right to forgive. And I felt like, you know, I was owed something. I felt like that person should have come back into my life and apologized and made it right. And the truth was that that was not going to happen. That was never going to happen. Sometimes when you feel hurt and offended by someone else, they don't even know really what they've done. It's maybe an unconscious act or action or behavior. So I felt like I was owed something, like I had lost something in my childhood, and it was up to that person to give it back to me. And suddenly, you know, one day as I thought about what I could do to make my own life better, and remember that all acts of forgiveness are for you, like you had mentioned before. If there's something that I could do to make my own life better, because I was in a lot of pain, mental pain, emotional pain, I was hurting, and I just wanted anything to feel better, anything at all. And I suddenly thought to myself, if I forgive him, would that make me feel better? And the answer that came back to me was yes. Absolutely. So right then and there, I just in my tracks, and I was actually walking down my street. I know exactly where I was. I know exactly where I was thinking. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I know the moment that I forgave that person. I just thought, would this help me? And I thought to myself, yes, it will. And so right then and there, I just saw him in my mind's eye, and I said, I don't know what you're doing, but I forgive you for everything that's happened, and I wish you well in your own healing, in your own time. And for me, I'm done with it. I'm finished with it. It's time for me to feel better. And at that moment, when I mentally did that, and I also opened my heart up too, and I felt it. I felt that, felt the words. When that happened, it was like suddenly 1,000 pounds just dropped off of me. I just felt like I was lighter, exponentially lighter. Suddenly a smile came to my face. I just felt a lightness about me and an energy that I had not known previously. And I thought, well, man, this forgiveness stuff might be something. There might be something to this. But I just made a decision in that moment to forgive the other person, because it wouldn't help him. He hadn't changed, but it would help me. And I realized that. And when I did, there was a freeing there.
Okay, a liberation, a freedom.
A liberation.
It's right. Okay, so it did happen on a 4 p.m. Particular day. Oh, and let me
absolutely
repeat the, let me see if I got this right for the audience, because I'm promising you, I'm Taylor, I'm promising the audience is listening, and a lot of light bulbs are going off of a lot of people out there who've been abused physically, emotionally, in all ways that people can be regretfully be abused, and they're wondering, should I follow your path, the path of Taylor Tagg? Was the question, the operative question, if I heard this correctly, if I forgave him, would I feel better? Was that the question, more or less? Is that what you said?
Yeah, if I forgave him, would it help me? And at that point, I was just wanting anything to help me. I didn't care what it was. And the answer was yes. And the answer to myself, inside of myself. And so right then and there, I just made the decision to forgive him, and I did, and it worked. It was amazing, the freedom that I felt in that moment.
Okay, so you felt freedom. Is this particular person still alive?
As far as I know, yes. Now, you know, there's a couple of misconceptions about forgiveness. You know, forgiveness is not confronting the other person. You can do that, but it's not necessary. Now, that's what we call reconciliation, is talking to the person, reconciling them, hashing it out. You don't have to reconcile with the person or even to forgive. It's just something that's done with inside you. You know, I work with a lot of people, and maybe people that they really would have loved to forgive have passed on and have gone on, and they forgive them anyway, even though they've passed on. So forgiveness is not in front of the other person. It's for you, for yourself, for your own mental, emotional health.
Okay, we're going to come back to that because that is a gigantic comment. Because I want, ladies and gentlemen, I want to ask Taylor a question before we get to that. Let's get into the nuts and bolts. But what Taylor just said, and correct me if I'm wrong, Taylor, ladies and gentlemen, it's not necessary to go to Starbucks and meet the person and confront and reconcile. You can do that. And Taylor's going to talk about that during the show. And if the person has died, or they're dangerous, or you do not care to, you can still have a successful forgiving experience. Is that correct, Taylor?
Absolutely. 1,000%.
Okay. I want to come back to you and your experience, and then we're going to go on to mechanics because the audience is anxious to hear about the mechanics as I think they're beginning, hopefully more and more convinced that this is an option that they can take to open the door to not only more happiness, success, but better health, because holding anger, a lot of people die angry due to all kinds of physical ailments. Back to you, so we don't skip over it. After you chose to forgive, from that point, that 4 p.m. that afternoon and up to now, did your life turn around? I know you and I could talk for hours on that, but in terms of knowing your inner soul changed, you felt peace, you felt lighter, and what kind of emotions came within you, thoughts, after the true forgiveness occurred at that moment?
Well, what I realized in that moment that I forgave my abuser was that he himself had experienced the same thing that he was giving to me, that in his life he was just repeating a pattern that he had learned from his parents, from his family, from the things that he was taught as a child, and he was just repeating the same thing to me. So what I found in that moment was compassion for him. Even though I didn't agree with his actions, wish they would have never happened, what I did find was a moment of solitary compassion for his journey, that he had been through some of the things, same things I had experienced. And in that moment, I felt compassion towards him. What I also experienced as well was that I experienced that moments of forgiveness make us feel better, because to improve the inner game, you have to let go of the things that you're attached to. You think about what we try to accumulate in the outside world, in our possessions, in our cars, and more money, and bigger houses, and bigger retirement accounts. Outside of us, it's all about getting more. But if you want a healthy emotional landscape inside of you, the more you let go of things, the stronger you get, the more compassionate you get, the more loving that you get when you let go of the things that have supposedly caused you trouble in your life. That's what I found, and that's what happened to me when I forgive. I understood that letting go made me a stronger person, not a weaker person.
Okay, very interesting point. Letting go is what you're emphasizing, and letting go of the anger in this case made you a stronger person and instead of a weaker person by forgiving. There's nothing weak, ladies and gentlemen, about forgiving. You're not throwing in a towel, and you're not saying, and let's use Taylor's example, that this person is okay for what he did. It's not okay. Is that correct? It's not okay when a woman who's been, and this is fictitious, has been abused, and the abuser is forgiven. That does not mean that this person is an angel. They walk on water. Is that correct, Taylor?
Yeah. You know, we've heard the phrase forgive and forget for a long time, and we think that if we forgive somebody, we let them off the hook, or they walk free, they have no consequences, they get away with whatever they did to us. And that's, I've found to be, that's totally the opposite of what happens. When you forgive someone, you really forgive and remember. You let you let yourself go from the emotional or emotionality of the circumstances. Circumstances are still the same. You can still hold a person responsible for their actions and their behaviors, but you can forgive them at the same time. And that releases you from the emotional turmoil of the circumstances, even though the circumstances have never changed. And so there's that misconception that if we let them off the hook, then we've lost. But in actuality, when we let them off the hook, we let ourselves go from the emotional turmoil that we're feeling inside of ourselves, and that is a victory.
Okay, the paradox, ladies and gentlemen, what Taylor Tagg just mentioned is when we forgive them and we let go of the anger, they are still responsible for what they did. They does not condone what they did, but it does not change to what happened, the reality of what happened, the abusing situation, mental, physical, sexual, whatever it was. They still did it, and it does not release the person from taking responsibility. Is that correct, Taylor?
Yes, absolutely. And, when you forgive someone else, it's about accepting the apology you'll never receive. You know, like I said, in my own story, I was waiting for them to come back and make it right. You know, I was waiting for them to come back and apologize and say, you know what, I've screwed up and I should have never done that. And I'm so sorry that I did that to you. The truth of the matter is that's never going to happen. I'm never going to get that apology. But I have learned to accept that apology within myself. And when I do, I release myself from the circumstances. I release myself from all the grief, the sadness, the pain, the anger. And now I'm free to live my own life the way I want. Does that mean that I don't still continue to seek justice or let the circumstances go? No, that does not. That just means I've freed myself to be more of who I really am. And when you do that, then you've got a wealthy life inside and out.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. The name of our show is Wealthy Thoughts, and Taylor Tagg just gave you a little clue on how to have more wealth and prosperity in your life and more victory by choosing to forgive. An interesting comment you made, Taylor, that the person in your case who was abusive to you over that 10-year period was also abused, and probably his relatives are close personal family acquaintance member, family member, whatever, was abused. It's a long chain of events. So the woman that we're talking about fictitiously, who's been sexually abused, maybe verbal abused, physically abused, but this person was probably also abused by themselves. This just doesn't happen out of a vacuum. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's true. And I developed this went on for about 30 years from start to finish for me. And the first 10 were the abusive situation. And the next 20 was trying to figure out what the heck happened and how can I be well within myself. And over those next 20 years, 5 things happened to me that allowed me to develop the process that I use and I talk about in the Path to Peaceful Heart, and that is the peace process. And there are 5 different components that, you know, if you'll follow and use in your own life, you can get to that place of peace, that you heard about, the peace that surpasses all understanding. And no matter what you do, it's there, and it will never leave you forevermore.
Well, can you give us a clue of those 5 parts of peace? And then we can talk about your book a little bit. But are you able to talk about that, Taylor?
Sure. I'll give everybody all five things that happened to me that created this peace process that I now successfully use with my clients. As I was going through that situation as a child, it got so painful for me. And I really was so emotionally upset and angry that I've literally turned my emotions off. And we do this. If you've ever taken an emotional intelligence course or listened to somebody speak of it, there's a couple things that we do with our emotions. If we don't want to feel them, we do 2 things. We either avoid them or we suppress them. We stuff them down. We just decide not to go there. And that's exactly what I did as a child. I stuffed my emotions down. I really turned the faucet off, the emotional faucet. But one thing happened when I did that as a child. It allowed me to see life without emotion. And I learned that life itself doesn't have any emotion to it. It doesn't really care one way or the other. It's how we feel about what happens in our life that creates the emotions and how we react. So there was a great gift that was bestowed upon me as I turned that emotional faucet on in my childhood. And then when I became a young adult, of course, you know, you can't turn the emotional faucet off forever. And so I had to turn it back on. And when I did, of course, all these emotions came up and I had to deal with that. And that was a pretty rough thing. But the first component of the peace process is to really practice becoming an observer witness to your life. We're all observing things every day in our life. And we know this because we create memories. We can talk about what happened yesterday, last week, and 2 minutes ago. We know there's a recorder going on in our brain recording every movement and every thought we have. But paying attention to that and being more of an observer of what's going on in your life without feeling about it one way or another gives you another perspective on your life. It allows you to separate the circumstances from how you feel about those circumstances. And once you can do that and see life for what it really is without feeling about it one way or another, you have a whole different perspective on what's going on. And it allows you to get to another place other than just participating in the hurt and the sadness and the anger. It gives you the opportunity to participate and observe and really see what's going on. That's step one.
Okay.
Now, once you become a better observer, and there's a couple of simple exercises to be able to do that. The second step here is to figure out what are your patterns? What do you keep repeating over and over that seems to be holding you back in life? Who are you not forgiving? I don't know about you, but as in my own life, as I've thought about that abusive person in my life over the years, every time I've thought about that person, the emotion of what happened came back over and over, and I relived that over and over and over again. I finally got sick of it. I was like, why do I have to keep reliving this again and again and again? This doesn't make any sense. So I realized there was a pattern there of things that I didn't want in my life, and I identified that pattern and became aware of it. And once you have awareness, then you've got a tool to be able to take it to the next level. So the first two steps of becoming more of an observer to what's really going on and seeing what your pattern is gives you that key factor of being an aware person, more aware of what's going on.
Okay.
So the third component is once you have become more aware and you know your pattern, you can begin to apply choice to your life, and that's the third component. I never really had really known the power of choice till I was about 20 years old. I had pretty much done what people had told me to do. I'd been a, quote, good boy, nice guy. But I realized that I wanted things for my life that other people thought I shouldn't have. And to get there, I had to exercise the power of choice. I had to decide really what I wanted for my life. And once I was able to apply a choice, it was a level of acceptance that came into my life. Acceptance that I wasn't going to be able to please everybody in my life and that what people wanted for me was not what I wanted for myself. And it was okay to not be able to please everybody. It was okay to want what I want and to feel valuable and worthy in my life. And once I was able to apply that choice, then that's when things really began to move up for me. I was able to push through some of the things that were holding me back and the patterns that were holding me back and really begin to elevate my life. And the last two components of this peace process is once you become more of an observer witness to what's going on and identify your pattern and begin to apply choice and get your power back, not become such a victim, but become a victor and get your power back, then naturally the process of forgiveness began to enter my life. It was at that point where I stood on the sidewalk that day and forgave my abuser saw that he had gone through the same things as a child, felt the lightness and freedom within myself that I'd never experienced before. And it was an amazing, amazing experience. And lastly, the final piece of the process, when I was able to forgive myself, that abusive experience as a child provided me an opportunity as a child to learn a very important thing. I had tried to save my mom in that household. I tried to protect her as a young boy against a very abusive person, and I didn't have the tools to do it. I didn't have the knowledge, didn't have the power to pull that off, and subconsciously I had felt responsible for it. And I forgave myself for trying to fix something that I didn't have the tools to fix. And again, once I did that, another 1,000 pounds jumped off of me. I'd say about 3,000 pounds jumped off of me. And I experienced a peace and a lightness and a freedom that has never left me since. It's still with me. I think it'll always be with me. But I finally experienced that peace and put that situation to bed. And now when I think of my abuser, I think that was the greatest thing that ever happened to me. Because if that had not happened, I wouldn't have been the strong person that I am today. I wouldn't have purpose and meaning in my life to help other people overcome their resentments and move forward. And it's given me the freedom and the purpose and the understanding to be the person that I choose to be. And that's a forgiving person who helps others do the same. So it's really one of the worst things in my life has turned out to be one of the best things that ever happened to me, because I was able to change the meaning of what happened to me around it. And forgiveness was ultimately the huge part of making that happen.
Okay, and we do have a caller. Caller, stay with us. We'll be right with you. Please stay on the line. And I'm sure, I guess we have a question for you, Taylor, coming up. But I want to get these five parts of the puzzle here. The first part is observer, observing what happens. The second one is what are your patterns? In other words, awareness of what happens. And the third one is apply choice. And what I heard from you, Taylor, is among many choices, one was to let go of pleasing, as if pleasing will make you safer as a person. And Taylor knows, I know, that that's a facade, that's a mirage, that pleasing does not make you into a better person. We're not talking about being civil and having manners. That's not at all what we're talking about. That's an assumption. But talking about pleasing so you're not hurt is not a route to forgiveness. It's what we're talking about today, the tools that Taylor's talking about. So that's number three. And number four was forgiveness. And five was what? Was that the peace? Was that the number five?
Yeah, the fourth component was forgiving another person, claiming your peace through forgiveness of another person. And the final piece was elevating your heart and soul through forgiveness of self, finding it in yourself.
To forgive
yourself, to let yourself off the hook, to give yourself that break that you so richly deserve. And that's the five component. And I encourage everybody, if they really want to work through this process, find out more about it, is to check the book out, The Path to the Peaceful Heart. In the book, I tell my story, part of the book, and the second part of the book is the peace process, and everything and the details involved and how I came about it and how you can apply that to your own life too.
Okay, and that fifth part, ladies and gentlemen, is all five parts are critical and important. I got goosebumps on number five especially. Letting yourself off the hook. Letting yourself off the hook. That's implying, ladies and gentlemen, although it's regretful, the abuse wasn't good. It did not feel good. There's a lot of damage and hurt. There's a healing process. Go through these five parts of the peace, finding peace that Taylor talks about. And then the last part is letting yourself off the hook. You're the judge and jury. You are not guilty. You never were guilty. That doesn't apply guilty. It's the behavior of somebody else. And you'll find all about these five parts of the peace process and in Taylor's story in his book, The Path to a Peaceful Heart. And where can our audience find your book, your bestseller, The Path to a Peaceful Heart, Taylor?
Well, the easiest place to find it is on Amazon. It's in a book format, a hard copy format, and also an ebook. And it's very reasonably priced. And I encourage everybody who's interested in this to check the book out and read through the peace process. It's freeing. It's something that's developed in my life over a 30-year period, and it works because a lot of my clients experience peace and freedom that they never thought they could get to. And so it's a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Okay. The book, ladies and gentlemen, is The Path to a Peaceful Heart, written by Taylor Tagg, and that tag is T-A-G-G. And you can find all the information about Taylor at his website, forgiveandfindpeace.com. And this is all together, forgive, F-O-R-I-G-I-V-E, and A-N-D, find, F-I-N-D, peace.com. Google his name if you have any difficulty finding the website. You should not. Taylor Tagg, T-A-Y-L-O-R, Tagg, T-A-G-G. And we'll come back because I have want to emphasize a point that you made. Let's let this listener in and see if we got a question for you, Taylor. Hang on one moment while I put them on. Just one moment. Let's see if we can get them on. Hello, listener. This is Richard Levy at Wealthy Thoughts. Welcome to our show. Do you have a question for Taylor? Hello? Is our listener there? A caller? Okay, we'll give him just a moment. Listener, are you there? Okay. They're there. If you're
maybe
there,
we lost.
Just listen. Maybe we lost. We'll keep them there. And what I wanted to ask you about, Taylor, is this. I want to emphasize, I love this. It's a fantasy, a wish. Let me use the word a wish. We are those who are hurt and haven't gone through the forgiveness process, have not read your book yet. They are looking for an apology that they'll never get. Is that correct? That was a wish of yours. A lot of people are looking for that person to come back and say, Taylor, I sure am sorry. I messed up. I shouldn't have done that. And the odds of that happening are slim to none. I mean, it does happen. We do know that. But it's rare. Is that correct?
That is correct. And a friend of mine named Sean DePerrin, who's producing a documentary called Project Forgive, talks about this a lot too, accepting the apology you'll never receive. And we're waiting on the other person to do the right thing, waiting for the other person to make this make sense, to make it right. And sometimes that's not going to happen. Well, most of the time, it's just not going to happen. And so you've got the power within you to make it right. Again, that doesn't mean you're letting them off the hook. You're giving them their freedom. What you actually do by forgiving is giving yourself the freedom from your hurt and your woundedness to begin to heal again. And to forgive is a decision to heal. Dr. Gerald Jampowski said, to not forgive is a decision to suffer. But when you begin to forgive and go through the process, you turn that statement around to say to forgive is a decision to heal.
Okay, so a decision not to forgive is a decision to suffer. And ladies and gentlemen, we all have to take responsibility and that is for our thinking, our behavior. And we're not taking responsibility for the abuser. That's not what I said. But it's our responsibility to model what Taylor Tagg did that 4 p.m. that afternoon when he was taking a walk. He decided enough of the suffering, so he chose to forgive. And since that time, his life has opened up into an abundant, healthy, happy life. And in fact, you can see Taylor in Memphis, Tennessee at a workshop. very soon, and we're going to give you details of that, ladies and gentlemen. So stay with us. You're going to, if you're in the Memphis area, or if it's really worth it for you to get over suffering, buy yourself an airplane ticket and fly to Memphis. We're going to give you details of that in just a moment. Taylor, when you personally work with someone and they choose to forgive, they've read your book, they've listened to today's show, and they're ready to forgive, does the old negativity come back to them?
No, once you work through the forgiveness process, and I have an 8-step model of forgiving another person and a 5-step model of forgiving yourself, the model is complete in itself. Once you forgive from the mind and from the heart, from the body, and once it's complete, it does not return. It will never return. And that's comfort in itself, especially if you're in pain, if you're in suffering, if you're in sadness, and you're ready to for it to be different. You're ready to be over the pain and the suffering. You've had enough. You're tired of being tired. The forgiveness process is complete in itself, and it will eliminate and remove this hurt from you for good.
Okay, so it's done and over with. Ladies and gentlemen, again, the incident is still there. We're not. This is not a movie. This is not fiction. What happened, happened. But when you decide to get over the suffering and the hurt, it's done with. So that is another reason why you want to visit Taylor Tagg's website, forgiveandfindpeace.com. What happens, Taylor, to for the man or woman who went through some horrible traumatic abuse, mostly as a child, but it could be an adult. Sometimes in marriages there's abuse, physical, verbal. But the issue is too hard to face. They say, Taylor, I would love to forgive. It sounds good. I really believe my heart, but it was awful what they did to me. I don't know if I can face the feelings of going through forgiveness. What would you coach them? What would you say to them, Taylor?
Well, that's a great question, Richard, and a lot of people listening right now are probably feeling that way, that they can't face it. And what I teach in the workshop is how to face it, how to look at it in the eye and know that there's goodness and there's positivity on the other side of it. Most of the people who choose to forgive, they're ready. They've been hurt and they've experienced and felt that hurt for so long that they're so ready for something else that they have no other option but to do something positive. And so most people are ready to go through this process. They've reached a point where they're ready to take the challenge, even though they might be scared and afraid. With my help, they take the step anyway, and that's a very positive thing. It does take a while to get to the point where you feel like you're ready to tackle it. But what happens when you walk out of fear is you walk into love. And that's what I help people do, especially in the workshop format, is to walk out of fear and walk into love. And when you do that, life opens up. Life flows again.
So that is how a man or woman would know that they have forgiven, Taylor, that they walk into love and peace?
Well, yes. You know that you're ready to forgive when you really feel like there's no other option, and you've got to do something because you can't stand the pain anymore. Once you've forgiven somebody, the acid test, so to speak, the litmus test, is when you think of that person, there's no longer any ill will. There's no longer any negative feelings. There's really nothing at all. It's just that's what happened, and that's what was now. For me, when I think about my abuser again, it's the best thing that ever happened to me because it's given my life meaning and purpose. And there's no more negative thinking about it. There's no more hurt. There's no more pain. There's no more suffering around it because I've transformed that experience into something that can work for me now versus working against me. And that's what the forgiveness process gives to a person.
So from time to time, it's an accurate statement to say you – Taylor Tagg, an expert in forgiveness, personally and professionally, the abuser comes back to your mind. It's not 100% erased. The person's image will come back, but the emotion, the hurt, does not come back. Is that correct?
That's true. You can think about that person and wish them well without feeling the negativity and the pain and the suffering any longer. It's gone. It leaves.
Well, that's a very interesting point. Ladies and gentlemen, did you hear what Taylor Tagg said? When you've come to the point of forgiveness, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, Taylor, you come to the point of forgiveness and feeling peace and feeling love, and your life opens up, that you can turn to the person, whether they're living or dead, whether you see them or you never see them ever again in your life. You can wish that person, the abuser, happiness, health, a good life, and joy and prosperity. You're not being a traitor when you're doing that. Do that. Is that correct, Taylor?
That's true, because you're responsible for your own emotional landscape and how you feel inside yourself. And once you've forgiven, you've let go of something that you've been attached to, the feeling of loss, the feeling of anguish and grief and suffering. And when you actually feel those feelings of hurt and stay with them a little bit, they leave. They leave. And that's the beauty of the workshop, is to get the courage to do the very thing that you don't want to do. And we do that in a group setting, and it's a very loving and enlightening experiences, and people have miraculous changes in their life during the weekend. And so once you're able to improve the inside, to free up the inside, then that's when life opens up again. That's when the pain leaves. That's when the emotions that you've been carrying around and the resentment and the grudges leave you, and then life moves forward. Now you're ready to rock and roll again.
I can imagine in your workshops that you're going to have a lot of men and women who share very, very personal, intimate experiences in the past, and there's a lot of Kleenex going around the room. But with all that Kleenex and the trust and the love and support in the workshop, from the day time it starts to the conclusion of the workshop, you have a lot of people who have committed and gone through the forgiveness process, and they are ready to open up their life to more happiness and joy. What led you personally to begin this important work of helping people forgive and find peace?
Well, I was able to transform my own life and felt so strongly about what had transpired and the power of forgiveness in my life that it became my mission and my purpose to help others do the same. There's a lot of suffering, a lot of pain, a lot of grief going on in the world. And, you know, I could probably take up the rest of my life and then some on helping people do that. But things happen in your life that give you purpose, that give you meaning. And I feel like this situation in my childhood happened so that I could learn what I need to learn and forgive and learn the tools to be able to help other people do the same and alleviate suffering and pain in the world. That's my purpose. That's my mission.
It's a beautiful mission and purpose. You're saving people from suffering, and you're opening them up to more prosperity, success, and love. If a first-time consulting client came to you, a fictitious person named Fred, a fictitious woman named Susie, what could they expect? What could they look for? What would their experience be like if they were working with you as a client to learn to forgive, to get over their suffering, Taylor?
Sure. Well, you know, what I do as a coach with individual clients and also in the workshops too is, first of all, I listen to a person's story, to what's going on. I listen to how they feel. I listen to the pain, the suffering that's there. And then we're able to work through an assessment of, okay, here's where we are. But as a good coach, you try to make a plan, make an assessment, make a goal to get you to a place of peace. And most of the clients come to work with me, they want peace in their life. And they don't care what they have to do to get it. They just want it. And so we chart a course. We create a plan wherever they are, and I meet them wherever they are, to take them to that place of peace, to take them to greater understanding of what they've been through, to transform a very negative experience of abuse, of hurt, of suffering, into a very positive experience of purpose and understanding and ultimately freedom and peace, which is what we're all kind of after,
we are after, all of us are after freedom and peace. Ladies and gentlemen, doesn't that sound wonderful to choose freedom and peace instead of hurt and suffering? Haven't you had enough of that? Isn't it time to turn it off? How would our audience get a hold of you? I know you're in Tennessee, and it would be easier. In just a moment, we're going to talk about your upcoming workshop in Memphis. But let's say that a gentleman or gentle lady is in Austria or Australia or Germany or Belgium or in Florida, and they would like to get coaching with you. Or can you be contacted over the telephone or over Skype?
Yeah, absolutely. I do coaching one-on-one over the telephone and over Skype. The easiest way is just to call the office, and that number is area code 901-921-8901. And again, you can also go to the website, forgiveandfindpeace.com, and click on me, and you can read about me, and there's also an opportunity to contact me over the website as well. So both ways work. And again, if you have questions about process, questions about forgiveness, questions about what it means to take this step, you know, feel free to give me a call or contact me. And again, if you want to reach me by email as well, email is an easy thing. And my email address is ttagg, which is T-T-A-G-G, theevolvingheart.com.
Okay, ttagg at evolvingheart.com. And as we mentioned, you can go get a hold of Taylor on his website. Many ways to get a hold of him. And in the United States, you would dial area code 901-921-8901. 901-921-8901. And if you're outside the United States, the access code to the United States is 1. And in your case, you would dial 001, then the number 901-921-8901. Are there any books or information you've read recently to help you better get through forgiveness, better understand the work of forgiveness, Taylor?
Yeah, there's several books that have helped me along the way, Richard. Most people who know my work, they know that I'm a certified leadership instructor through the Napoleon Hill Foundation. The book Think and Grow Rich is one of the all-time classic motivational books. Really helped me to turn the corner, to believe that one day I could have peace around this situation. And it was the principle of adversity and defeat, that every disappointment, every difficulty carries with it seed of equivalent benefit, a brighter side, so to speak, if you'll just seek it and find it and not give up. And that was one of the great turning points that helped me put myself in position to forgive my abuser and ultimately forgive myself. There's another great book on the forgiveness process that I use whose name's Mary Hayes Greco. Lives in Minneapolis, Minnesota, wrote a great book called Unconditional Forgiveness, and I've worked with her for the past 2 years. She does forgiveness work in Minneapolis, has done it for a long time, and that book has really helped me to become a better forgiver. And forgiveness for me has become a way of life, Richard. It's no longer something I do. It's become a way of life, and forgiving is the highest form of love. It's a way to love people, to forgive them, and a way to love yourself too. And when you do that, then you really are setting yourself up for a life of freedom and peace and ultimately love.
Whoa, that's powerful, Taylor. Very powerful. It's a way to love more, ladies and gentlemen, and to love yourself more. And we're not talking about narcissism. We're talking about loving and appreciating yourself as a very special person and let yourself off the hook of the feelings and taking the messages of the abuser as true. Taylor has gone through the forgiveness process. He's committed his entire life to helping you, support you, get through your suffering, your hurt, the anger and the grief. It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to move on, make that decision. And you can contact Taylor at theevolvingheart.com. and set up, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, Taylor, they can, around the world, they can contact you for a free 15-minute coaching consultation. Is that correct?
That's correct. If you just want to talk about forgiveness, what it means, what it looks like in your life, I'm happy to do that free of charge, because my purpose is to help people and help them take the next step and let go of their resentment. So I do consult with people free just to see if it's good for us to work together. And once it is, then we move forward from there.
Okay. So you can see, Taylor Tagg will see if it's a good fit for you. Ladies and gentlemen, the website again is theevolvingheart.com. And Taylor has a fantastic blog there, and even a chapter from his book, The Path to a Peaceful Heart. You have a workshop that we've been talking about in Memphis, March 14 through March 15 this year, Forgive and Find Peace workshop in Memphis. How do they find information out about the workshop?
Easiest place is to go to the website, forgiveandfindpeace.com. There's a tab there that says upcoming workshops, and you'll get some information on the workshop. There's a registration there as well if you want to sign up online. If you're close to Memphis, or if you just decide, hey, you know what, I think this is for me, if you want to learn how to forgive, if you want to learn how to let go of those resentments, this is what we'll do over the weekend. It's an all-day Saturday affair, March 14th, and afternoon, Sunday afternoon. And what we do is we learn the model, the eight-step model for forgiving another person, and we learn the five-step model for forgiving oneself, and we're able to actually practice it in the classroom. The classroom and the power of a group is so powerful. Everybody ends up cheering on everyone else to have success. But even if you're very uncomfortable in sharing your information, you don't have to. You have the ability to practice this model and these steps on your own, within the privacy of your own space in the classroom with nobody else around you. So there's a ability to do this very privately, and also to share what you want, because as people share with the group grows stronger, they support each other, and that creates more success.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, if you're in the Memphis area, make this workshop. It will be life-changing, I promise you. Taylor Tagg's book is Path Peaceful Heart. Go to Amazon.com, find the book, let yourself be convinced that it's time to let go of the suffering and the hurt that Taylor's talked about today, and enjoy more health, happiness, success, and love in your life, love for others, and love for yourself. Taylor, on behalf of all of our Wealthy Thoughts listeners in the United States and all around the world, you're a godsend. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule and being with us. Please come back anytime. We'd love to talk with you again about forgiveness. We never could stop talking about forgiveness, which brings love. Thank you so very much, Taylor Tagg.
Thank you, Richard. I'm so grateful to be here on Wealthy Thoughts, and wish you the best. Thank you.
Thank you, Taylor. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to hear a rebroadcast of today's show with Taylor, please visit me at thoughtsmakeyouwealthy.com and click on radio shows. You'll want to listen to the show over and over. Speaking of free, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to have a free dose of daily prosperity energy every morning right into your email box, please join over 11,000 lovers of prosperity. Visit thoughtsmakeyouwealthy.com and sign up for your free, no obligation, daily prosperity message. Read it while having your coffee, tea, juice, or whatever you enjoy when you wake up in the morning. Ladies and gentlemen, remember, whatever you focus on, whatever you think about, whatever you talk about, and what you write about is what you attract. Therefore, why don't you place your attention on what you want, what you love, what you desire, instead of what you dislike, don't want, or worry about? It's all worth it, ladies and gentlemen, as you heard Taylor Tagg talk about today on Wealthy Thoughts. This is Richard Levy in Chicago. Thank you for being with us and wishing you all the best. Bye-bye.
Thank you for inviting positive success into your life this week on Wealthy Thoughts. Please join host Richard Levy again next Monday at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, and noon Pacific. This week, think of something you can do to bring success and prosperity to others.